welcome back to another Jackrabbit Illustrated podcast brought to you by our title sponsor, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. Whether it's tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, construction, or farm equipment, Kubota's got you covered. Now with 9 locations across the state of South Dakota, there's always a dealer nearby. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Jackrabbit podcasts are also sponsored by Culver's of Brookings in Watertown, the home of the Butterburger, Jackrabbit Central, the best place to get your Jacks gear, and the best sports bar in South Dakota, Cubby Sports Bar and Grill. Without further ado, here is the A-Team.
All right. Well, we're missing Chad in Dallas today, but I am joined by Chris Myers, the tight ends coach and the recruiting coordinator for your South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And today we are finally doing the recruiting special. We always want to wait until after the late signing period. We know that we are in the middle of the playoff push in that early signing period. And so we just figured let's just wait until they're all in and the coaches can give us the time that we need to talk about these guys. And so, Coach Myers, welcome again. Second year in a row. How the heck you doing?
Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all having me. Hopefully this year goes a little smoother than last year. I know I think I probably said the same words for every single kid every time. So this year we'll work harder at actually like having like real input on things.
Sounds good. No, it was great last year. Everyone heard you this fall on the Tyler Merriam radio show. And so they know that you have jokes and that you have a personality and stuff. That was one of the funniest Tyler Merriam shows or Stig shows. I always call it the Tyler Merriam show. But it's the Jimmy Rogers show, not the Stig show, not the Tyler Merriam show. So, yeah. but thanks for being here. We got 3 of your tight ends. We'll get to them. But a really, really fun class. We were just visiting a little bit before the show started. Overall impressions of this class?
Really, really deep was kind of the thing. You know, inherently with recruiting, you kind of have ebbs and flows from year to year. What you need as opposed to what you get. And some years you're trophy hunting and you're going after the big time kid, and some years you're looking for depth and developmental guys. We had a great mix of both this year, of guys that could probably come in and contribute right away, and a lot of guys that we think are going to be steals when we look back in a few years. So like I said, probably the biggest thing that I see when I look at it is like just overall depth. Like every school in America, is going to come on here and say, like, we signed the best class we've ever signed.
Right. Yep. So,
like, this is the best class of all time, but for us, like, we really do believe that, and kind of like what we were saying earlier, depending on how much stock you put in that stuff, like, this is the highest ranked class in program history, according to 247, just of the kind of the top line guys we brought in. But like I said, from the front line guy to the 33rd guy, we got 33 kids that we really, really think can play here, start here, and win a championship here. So it's a really exciting group.
Yeah, that's my initial impressions as well. So let's dive right in, start on the offensive side of the ball. You brought in 2 quarterbacks, Jackson Henry, 6'3", 195 from Del Rapids, and then Jack Thuy, I'm not sure how you say it. Thuy. All right, 6'2", 190, Brandon, South Dakota. Both of them were All-State selections in South Dakota, one at the Class A level, one at the AAA, and both were Elite 45. Kind of different, though, in their styles. Can you talk about Jackson and Jack a little bit?
Absolutely. Both of them go by Jack, so we'll have to do some last names next year, I guess. We also have Jack Amer that's already in the room, so, like,
yeah,
yell at Jack, we're going to have 3 kids turn around, so we're going to have to go with last names.
Sounds good.
Jackson Henry, Del Rapids kid, we were on him quite a while. He's the only scholarship quarterback we offered in the class. He was a kid that Coach Lujan wanted from the jump. He was kind of somebody we identified really early, kind of a raw prospect from Del Rapids. There was a lot of things that obviously different players, but there was a lot of things that kind of reminded you of Chase Mason coming out of high school, of just like, you saw the raw traits and like what you could be, but extremely talented kid, great arm and a great kid. He was kind of the one that we were you know, from the jump, that's the one we wanted. You know, Coach Lujan went out and watched him throw in April, and that was that. And kid committed on the spot. You know, we had been kind of working on that for about a year, but high level baseball kid. We thought that was the way that we were going to lose him, was if he decided to go play baseball somewhere. But you know, just he's a kid that just athletically is going to check every box, like just a great run. Like, obviously we think he's going to be a heck of a quarterback, but like, he's athletic enough. He could play safety. He could do whatever we needed him to do if it got to that point.
Yeah. And I think, you know, people watch him and in South Dakota, and they're familiar with the Del Rapids program, which is run heavy.
Yep.
But when you see him sling the ball and his highlights in passing, like, okay, there's a quarterback there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, he's a classic case of South Dakota kid that kind of gets a little, you know, it goes a little under the radar because of it. Mm-hmm. You know, if he was in Minneapolis and he was chucking it around 35 times a game, we wouldn't have touched him. You know, that's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah. All right. How about Jack Thuy? What about him?
So Jack, you know, Jack recently committed to us, I guess, about 2 weeks ago. We had him up for a visit. Jack is another kid that we knew about for a long time. He came to camp this past summer. We've seen him live. You know, really, really good player. We just didn't know that we were going to take another one for quite a while. But Jack is a guy, you know, we were really excited about from an arm strength and arm talent perspective. I think he's going to do a really good job as just coming in the room. But he's the classic kid. He just wanted to be a Jackrabbit. Like, that was his big thing. Like, he was from the jump, you know, this is where I want to be. So, you know, it made it easy because, you know, as soon as we said yes, he said yes. And that was kind of the end of it. But really, really good kid, great family. You know, we're excited to have him as a part of our group.
Yeah, big arm. That was my impression. Like, just watching him, you know, that Brandon Valley tradition of having a quarterback that can chuck it deep. Like, that's him. All right, so the next position group, I don't know what you can say or how I can headline this here, but Quinn Renfro, Maxwell Woods, both 3-star recruits, you know, on the 24/7 composite. Quinn was 6A All-State, All-Region, 1,600 rushing yards, 18 touchdowns. Max Woods, again, another 3-star, Mr. Football in Minnesota, the Metro Player of the Year, Vikings All-Star Game, 1,800 yards, 20 touchdowns, and he played defense and special teams, which for a school the size of Chanhassen up there in the Metro, unique, I think, in that regard, that he plays all three phases of the game. Talk about Quinn and Max.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Quinn, obviously, Joplin has been good to us for the last few years, Missouri in general for the last few years. Quinn was a kid that we found out about early, just kind of were able to develop a relationship with him. But Quinn obviously knew Isaiah. Isaiah knew Quinn, you know, and if Isaiah Davis walks up to you and says, hey, I know a pretty good running back, you're going to listen.
Yep.
But, you know, Quinn, you know, he came up for a visit, you know, checked it out, came up for, you know, really just kind of see what we were about. We saw him in person at the Lindenwood camp last summer. He's a stud, man. He's really well put together kid, fast, explosive, hard nosed. But more importantly, he's the kind of kid that we want in the program. You know, it's like I said, Joplin, there's something in the water down in Joplin of high level running backs, that can go be really, really good ones for the Jacks. So, really, really jacked that we were able to get him. Like, he's another one that we were kind of waiting for somebody to come in, but we were lucky that we were able to hold on to him. But Coach Rouse, our running backs coach, does an excellent job with those guys. Like, I don't know if there's many offers that would have gotten them to flip from him.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I follow the Missouri State beat writer down there in Springfield, and he was following Quinn's playoff games and stuff and covering them. And he's just like, well, someone please offer this guy so I don't have to see him for the next 4 years in Brookings. Like, like just it's
even, the weirdest thing. But yeah. just like Isaiah, like kind of just weird mirror images, like Zay, you know, when he was coming out, had an offer from us and then an offer from SEMO as a linebacker. You know, Quinn had an offer from us and an offer from SEMO.
Yep.
You know, so that was really all he reported. You know, he had some other interest and kind of told him that he wasn't interested, wanted to go to South Dakota State.
Yep.
You know, so we were excited to cross the finish line with him for sure.
Yeah. All right. Maxwell, Max, I don't, what does Max, he go by?
Yeah, he goes by Maxwell.
Okay. Yeah. Well, talk about Maxwell a little bit.
Maxwell, you know, awesome kid, first and foremost. Like, that's the biggest thing with this whole class, and like the biggest thing with us is like, it's not about taking the best kid, it's about taking the right kid. You know, Maxwell and Quinn are the right kids. You know, he was, you know, another one that we were on early, you know, and relationships end up paying off. But Maxwell is he's a freak show, you know, as far as just like, you know, our corners coach, Coach Banks, would take him at corner too. Like, he's that talented at playing defense, great hips, great feet, great vision. But, you know, he's going to be kind of the home run threat. There's going to be a lot of similarities, I think, to, you know, Quinn and Maxwell as to, you know, Isaiah and Amar a little bit, you know, just for Quinn's just that bigger body kid. Maxwell is really, really, you know, great feet, good vision, quick, you know, all that kind of thing. Different types of players, but they're going to complement each other really well. Mm-hmm. But Maxwell, obviously, you know, we were able to flip him, you know, and, you know, but that, you know, like I said, Coach Rouse does an incredible job with relationships with these guys. You know, we really came back in on Maxwell because we had a kid leave. We had a spot open up, and he called Maxwell's mom and, hey, this is on the table. Would you guys be interested? Yeah, we would. Like, we'll come down and take a visit. And there it was. So really exciting to be able to get into the Metro and, you know, go take one. Yep. That's been a spot, you know, really, like, historically we haven't won a ton of those battles in the last couple of years, especially against the Bison. So it was good to go in there and get one. It definitely made all the Minnesota high school coaches kind of notice a little bit as well. So that was fun.
Yeah.
He's a kid that both Quinn and Max are going to be able to contribute early. I'm hoping they don't have to, but they're both talented enough that they could come in and play.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my impressions on them. So it was funny because Maxwell, had apparently been telling people at the Vikings All-Star game that he was going to South Dakota State.
Yeah.
And we started to hear rumblings of that on our team and like got the antennas up like, what's going on here? So yeah, that was pretty cool to actually, when we saw it public.
So he committed, I think it was must've been the first playoff game. So Mercer.
Okay.
He came on his visit.
Sure.
And he didn't post it for, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks. And we were all kind of, you know, what are we doing, man? You know, and he kind of just like slowly eased out of it. Just like took something out of his bio.
Yep.
Unretweeted some things, like kind of, you know, slowly crept out, but it's a thing too. Like, he's such a good kid. Like, he didn't want to make anybody upset. Like, and you're inherently going to, it is what it is. We as coaches know that. Like, if anybody up there freaked out at him, they don't, you know, but it is part of the business. But like, it was hard for him to tell, like, it was easy for him to tell us. Yes. It was hard for him to say like, all right, I'm breaking up with you, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. Right.
But he did a great job, and we're so excited to have him as a part of the program. He's going to be a difference maker.
All right. Four talented wide receivers you brought in. Cade Sears out of Iowa, huge junior season. Hurt for most of the fall. I think his junior year, he had 46 receptions, 973 yards, 15 touchdowns. This year, even though he was hurt, he was still second team all state. So I think that shows how much respect opposing coaches from across the state had for him. Sammy Drezzi, three-star recruit out of Kansas. He was voted one of the top 11 in the state of Kansas for all classes, 5A all state. Last year, he had 1,370 yards on 84 receptions. He didn't list how many touchdowns he had, but it was a bunch watching his highlight tape.
A lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. And then Jack Smith out of Sioux Falls, the South Dakota Gatorade Player of the Year. Again, 89 receptions, 1,346 yards, and 15 touchdowns. And then the fourth wide receiver out of the group, Lofton Ogroski, 6'2", 190 out of Coon Rapids. A little more of a balanced offense, it looked like, just looking at the team stats, but he still finished with 31 receptions for 464 yards and six TDs. So good production for his opportunities that he had. How about these four? What can he say?
I mean, like I said, I'm going to sound like a broken record because of how excited we are for all of them, but we are. Like, it's just, it's an incredible class, in my opinion, of just like top to bottom depth and talent. The first guy you mentioned, Cade, just incredible athlete. Like, that was kind of the biggest thing with him. You know, small school, you know, but super productive as a junior. you know, but he would send, he like, he likes to send us videos of him dunking, like just like, we'll just like randomly like throw out a windmill dunk at like wearing some slides. Just like, you know, he's a one percenter athlete that we're super, super jacked to get, you know, obviously just, you know, we've made a ton of hay with kind of small school kids, you know, that we come in and develop. He's going to be one of those, you know, he's got the athletic ability to play early, you know, at that point, it'll just be him, you know, learning the techniques, learning the formations, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's going to walk in day one and he's going to fit in as far as just skill set.
How fast is he? Because he runs by every single person on this tape.
he was hurt for camp. So we didn't, you know, we didn't test him ourselves, but it was one of those deals that you see him kind of move in person.
Yeah.
When we were in the school of May and it was like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. His highlight tape. He just flies. Like just,
yeah, he's, you know, but the thing that I think kind of jumps out with him is just body control. Like, you know, he's a hooper, you know, has those traits of ability to adjust in the air and things like that. And you see that when he goes up and catch balls. So his body control, I think, is one of the biggest things for him.
Sure. All right, Sammy, then. Do you recruit Kansas? Is that your area?
So I – Cash Moore has Kansas. Yep. We look alike, but no, he's at Kansas. No, Sammy – is another kid, you know, we found him, you know, spring, summer, saw him in camp, kind of just kept tabs on him, to be honest with you. The beginning of the season, we were only really planning on taking one scholarship receiver, and it became two. So at that point, you know, Coach Manage had to go find another one, and Sammy was a guy that he had liked, you know, earlier in the process, and, you know, we filled up with Cade, but, you know, kind of went back to Sammy. Sammy's a big body kid. You know, he plays at Mays South, which is a really good program. They do a lot of things. It was, his tape was fun to watch because you could see how it translated. You know, there wasn't a ton of guesswork. You saw him run the whole route tree. You saw him block. You saw him do everything that we needed him to do. So he was an easy eval from that perspective. But, you know, like I said, just kind of a big body kid. You know, I can't remember exactly what he's listed at right now. You know, I think he's
6'3", 180 is what I have. Yeah,
6'3", 180. You know, we're going to look up and he's going to be 6'3", 200 pounds, 6'3", you know, 205. You know, he'll kind of look like a Yankee out there. You know, Yankees are a little bit bigger than that, but he's going to just be that kind of big framed receiver that can go up and make plays, which in the Valley, you got to have. You got to have that big guy that can go do it. So, Cade is, you know, a little bit shorter, but both are really, really stout. Like Chamey's going to kind of be the bigger body kid that we brought in.
Sure. All right. Jack Smith then out of Sioux Falls.
Yeah. Best receiver in South Dakota history, you know, so had to make sure we kept him at home, you know, Jack Rabbit, but really cool. You know, it was something that we didn't, I think it was you guys that pointed it out, but we had three Gatorade Gatorade Player of the Years in this class. Yep. So we have, and we'll talk about the other one later, but, you know, in Maxwell, Minnesota Gatorade Player of the Year, Jack Smith, South Dakota, and then Nash, Jack Nash, who's the Alaska Gatorade Player of the Year. You know, so I don't know how we tab that up, but got to be a record, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it has to be.
There's only 50 states. If you get three of them, it's probably a pretty good shot.
Yeah. So Jack's another one of those kids, right? Like Griffin that grew up wanted to be a jackrabbit, you know. Yep. I think there's his commitment picture is him as a kid or something like that in a jackrabbit jersey. I mean, so yeah, that's awesome. I
mean, this place has been built on kids, on South Dakota kids that stayed home and like have a great sense of pride that aren't looking to use this as a platform to go somewhere else. You know, Zach Hines, Mason McCormick, the Yankees, you know, kids that grew up, you know, wearing blue when they went to school as 10-year-olds, you know, and we think he's going to be, you know, just in that line of guys that love this place and want to be the best versions of themselves here. But, you know, obviously the production speaks for himself. You know, it's hard to argue with the amount of catches and touchdowns and everything that he's had. You know, so he was a guy that, you know, it was really important for us to keep him at home and make sure that he kind of stayed in the fold with us here. But, he's been an incredible player in high school. We're excited to see what he can do in college as he comes forward in our program.
Yeah. All right. So Lofton, then he joined a little bit later, right before signing day, I think, right around there. What can you say about him?
No, Lofton Ogrowski, great kid. really, really hardworking, kind of just put his nose down and work. He was a guy, you know, you kind of mentioned his stats earlier. Like, so he had a Power Five signee that he played with, Kaijon Cummings, Coleman, that signed with Iowa State, that really took a lot of the targets, you know, and, you know, that's just kind of what it is. But for a guy that may not have been the primary target, he made the most of his chances, which is something that we really appreciate here because, you know, at the end of the day, you have, there's going to be a lot of times you have years like this past year where you got the Yankees, Hines, you know, Mike Morgan, Graham Goring, Zay, Amar. There's only one ball. So somebody's got to be able to just put their work in without as many touches. So, you know, he had that ability to kind of just do what he's, you know, do what he needs to do and make the most of his chances. But Lofton was a kid that we got in the fold late. You know, saw him in camp, saw him at the Gopher camp, you know, was did some really good things, really smooth. That would be the, kind of the biggest thing I say with him is like, you know, maybe not the some of the explosive traits as like a Cade Sears or anything like that, but like really technically defined, really smooth, gets in and out of breaks really, really well. So like he's a kid that I think it's going to translate pretty quick. Whereas like a kid like Cade might take a little bit longer just to, I mean, I keep saying Cade, it could be anybody, but, you know, Lofton's from a bigger program, you know, has played some really good ball, has been coached well. So he's a kid that we think that can come in and contribute just from a size, speed, you know, maybe on special teams, scout team, whatever it is. Like, I think he's going to be able to come in and help us.
Awesome. Okay. So let's get to your position group, the tight ends, right? And you have just a trio of freaks here. Like these guys, man, let's Bo Baker, 6'7", 240 out of Kentucky, recently elevated to a 4-star recruit from 24/7, converted quarterback. Blake Lieferman here in Kimball, South Dakota, you know, this small town South Dakota story we hear of tight ends making it elite 45. And then he was an all-state defensive end. So that's pretty cool. And then Braden Delahoyd. Delahoyd?
Is it Delahoyd.
Okay. Okay, 6'4", 230, out of Spearfish, kind of a track star, just a freak athlete on these testing numbers. Talk about these three.
Yeah, well, clearly, you know, best position group, you know, by far, the gem of the class, all three of them.
There we go.
You know, start with Bo, like the four-star thing, that's really cool. really for Bo, more than anything, like, you know, for me, like, you know, that went off when that went over the internet. So I immediately called Coach Rogers to, you know, talk about salary increases. And when you have leverage, you got to use it.
But, got to. Yeah.
No, really for Bo, like that's just, it was really good. Just, you know, we found him. To be honest with you, I was just going through lists. I had gone through summer and, you know, the kids that I kind of had on my board all went to Big Ten schools, FBS. And, you know, we kind of got priced out of a couple kids, to be honest with you. And was just looking for a guy. Like, clearly we don't recruit Kentucky very much, but he was one I went and found. But he was a kid that I couldn't understand why other people weren't already on him. He didn't really have – he had NAIA offers in three different sports, basketball, baseball, and football. But nobody was going on him, and I couldn't really figure it out. And as I got through recruiting him and, you know, talking to him, it was just – I kept telling him, like, hey, man, like, rankings don't mean these rankings aren't a reflection of what you are. Like, I think that you're going to be a star, you know, and, you know, he believed that and he appreciated that we believed in him. That's why he signed with us. So it was cool to finally for him to get a little bit of recognition as far as like, I am that good, you know? Yeah. So that was really cool. He was really excited, obviously, you know, so
yeah,
but Bo, huge, huge frame. Like he's probably up to, he's like 245 right now. You know, but he, you know, his basketball highlights are pretty impressive as far as just movement skills at that size. He's already, you know, like Hines played at 265, but he's only 20 pounds away from that. And he's, you know, 18 years old. He's going to be in that mold. He's going to be the hand in the dirt guy that, you know, road grader. But I just loved watching him in person as far as how he made that transition from quarterback to tight end. Like a lot of those guys kind of shy away from things. He jumped right into it, knew that's what he was. And, I think he's going to have a chance. Physically, he's going to be ready early, you know, but this is a hard place to play tight end from a mental standpoint. So as soon as he can get that part of it, you know, he'll be ready to roll. Just, you know, like I said, physically, there's just not that many guys on the football field that look like him.
Yeah, and that impressed me, too, from his tape. You know, you hear a quarterback moving to tight end, you think it's going to be kind of a finesse move. And that wasn't at all. Mm-hmm. Like, he was not afraid to hit people to block. That was impressive, in my opinion. And I mentioned hard place to play tight end. I thought yesterday, Matt Zimmer's article about Tucker, you know, for Tucker's first year, right, with the Packers, you know, just kind of saying there's nothing that I saw at the Packers that I didn't see at South Dakota State or was asked to do. So, like, you're right. It's a complicated scheme, I guess, for tight ends or whatever that prepares you well for the next level. So that's pretty cool.
Tucker's a great ambassador for us of just, like, you know, exactly what we do and what we talk about and the things that we practice. You know, I only got to be with him for a year. You know, Coach Olson coached him for the two previous to that. But, you know, he's right. Like, when we tell kids that in recruiting, like, there's no projection that a scout has to do. You're going to pass protect. You're going to run block. You're going to catch deep balls, short balls, everything in between on tape here. You know, there's no guesswork. So it helps us as far as, you know, that's why we've gotten Goddard and Tuck, and Hines is going to be the next one. That's why we've been able to put out so many NFL guys.
Yeah. All right. The other two, Blake and Braden.
Yep. So Blake Lieferman out of Kimball, you know, small town. You know, we had another Kimball kid on the roster, Bo Donald, that knew of him and spoke highly of him. But to be honest with you, Blake found me. Late in the process, I was looking for another tight end. Kind of the same thing, just, you know, at the time we were taking one. Then it became we were taking another. And I was just going through my emails, and Blake had hit me up like, "Hey, I'm 6'6", 225. I'd really like to play for you."
Nice.
All right. So kind of check out the film, and was blown away. You know, so we kind of called the coach because we did not know about him. Did not know about him at all. Nobody knew about him.
He didn't do camp or anything?
No, he didn't come to camp. I never saw him in person until I guess I went out to Kimball the day before the UNI game, homecoming game. So I went out on Friday to go watch him. We had no idea who he was, to be honest with you. And then we called the high school coach. We're like, "Hey, man, why didn't we know about this kid?" It's like, "Oh, I don't know. I just he didn't make a highlight tape his junior year. Like, he didn't have any tape.
My gosh.
So he made it halfway through his senior year. Told him don't show it to anybody else ever again. And you know, and the rest was history. But he's a kid. Yeah, his parents went here. His sister goes here. This is where he wanted to be. Another kid, just like we talked about with, like, Jack, you know, just like, you know, born and bred Jackrabbit, you know, exactly knows exactly what this place is. But he's another, you know, he's, you know, you hate to make comparisons, obviously, to people like Tucker, but, you know, he's a 9-man football guy The frame is there. The skill set is there. It's just, you know, making that transition from that style of play to this one. If you hit, you can hit really, really big because it is, you know, guys under other schools undervalue that, you know, but we were the only Division I school we heard from.
Yep.
He had Black Hills State and Northern, you know, they found him about the same time. I'm sure they got the exact same email I did, you know, but we're really, really excited to get him. So he's one that we could look up in a couple of years. He could be something pretty special.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you turn on the tape for him, right? And it's kind of the same thing you saw with Angel Johnson and Chase Mason. Like, you just they're playing at a different level, right? Yeah. Than what they're seeing at 9-man. And Tuck was the same way, I guess. But it's such an interesting projection from the 9-man, the wide open nature of it, the size difference of these kids to a lot of the kids they're competing against. But you want to see him dominate, right? And I think he dominated when he had his opportunities. So
absolutely. And that was the thing with him, was just like, it did, you know, you didn't see him in camp. You know, that was something that you had to kind of reconcile with yourself of like, all right, you got to trust your eye a little bit, but was able to go out and watch him play a game. You know, and I didn't, you know, I left with no questions. So, but he's a kid, like, kind of the same thing as what we talked about with Jack Henry. We brought him in the next day. He drove back up for the UNI game. We offered him, and he committed. He basically asked, like, "When can I commit?" Right now. He's like, "I'm in." And that was it. So, but like I said, there's a ton of value in kids that want to truly be here. That's their goal in life, and they did it. So Really excited about him. He's a heck of a basketball player too. So his upside's pretty high.
Okay. So the first guy in the group though, that actually committed, way back last spring, I think Braden. What about him?
Braden's the only kid that actually came to camp, out of those three guys, strangely enough. Braden is Braden's a freak show. There's no question about that. As far as just size, speed, agility, all those things, West River kid all the way out in Spearfish. But he was one that I found really early. Coach Lujan passed his name on, Coach Lujan was our South Dakota recruiter, passed him on. He was kind of I don't know what this kid is, but I think he's something. Braden, he's 6'4", 230 and was playing corner out there. So it had to be the biggest corner in America. So between him, he's playing corner. And then last season we had Davin Stoffel at 6'6", 210, playing middle linebacker.
Yeah.
The two biggest corner linebacker guys of all time, it felt like.
Yeah.
The athleticism just jumps off the page. It's unbelievable. Won state as a junior, jumped 6'7" on the high jump, he's going to have a chance to beat that this year. He's a kid that, another one that's, if he hits, he's going to hit really, really big. There's not that many guys that are that big with that type of movement skill. So he's one that we're really, really excited about. He is definitely very raw from a position standpoint. Mm-hmm. He was playing corner and he was playing slot receiver. He never put his hand in the dirt. He's never really had to block anybody. So that part of it will take him a little bit to get his legs under him, but he's a kid that's excited for the challenge. And he's another kid that just wanted to be here. I started recruiting him back in February. He committed in June, and hasn't wavered since. The good thing is right after he committed, he went to a team camp with his high school out at Montana State. Mm. And they didn't know who he was. He walks in, did some testing, and then everybody knew who he was.
Yep.
And they all asked him, hey, what do you got going on? I committed to South Dakota State last week. So I was like, he told me that and said, good, don't talk to him ever again. Just leave him alone from then on. So, but Braden, he only played three games this season, ended up actually tearing his meniscus. Mm-hmm. So he got that cleaned up. He's going to be fine. He's cleared for track this spring. But he's a kid that even in three games, he still made All-State. I think his mm-hmm. first game, he went for 360 yards receiving. The first play of the season, he had an 85-yard touchdown. So he's an explosive kid. Like I said, if everything on that one hits, we're going to look back and be really, really happy with that commitment.
Yeah, okay. Now, switching over to the 605 Hogs, Colt Olson's group here. I think this group is just deep. You talked about depth in this whole recruiting class. The five guys, right? Six guys, six yep. incoming freshmen, and then the transfer in Marcus Hicks. These guys are all talented. They're huge.
Yep.
And watching them on tape, they can all move for guys their size. Man, these guys can move. I think the first guy for me on my list is Shane Wellenbring.
Yep.
All-state small school in Wisconsin. I think on offensive line and defensive line. Mm-hmm. Just a really fun player and a good program in Aquinas in Wisconsin there, lacrosse. Kyan Rock.
Route.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny because Dallas, from our team, the Jackrabbit Illustrated, his son plays at Mankato West.
Okay.
And I think they must have been traveling and they saw this game at Northfield.
Yeah.
And Dallas texts and goes, Matt, did we sign a kid from Northfield? And yeah, sure enough, Kyan had committed at that point.
Yeah.
And Dallas, yeah, he looks the part. So
he's huge.
Yeah. Dallas approved there. He was part of the Vikings All-Star game. Nick Bakken out of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Hayden Veninga out of Wilmer here up in my area. Caden Hotz, this is fun. He was the region offensive player of the year for his region down in Iowa. That's cool.
I've never heard of that one. I don't know what the skill position deal is down there, but he's a dog for him, I guess.
Yeah, right. And then Thomas Martian out of Rapid City Stevens. Then we mentioned Marcus. So I don't know where you want to start with these guys, but go ahead.
Well, we can start right at the top. Shane. Shane Wellenbring was a kid that Coach Olson was super, super excited to get. Obviously, we're excited to get all of them. Like I said, nobody's ever signed a bad recruit. But Shane was one that we fought we fought hard to keep. You know, we fought Wyoming, North Dakota State. You know, a lot of the league kind of came in on Shane. But he was one that stayed with us pretty much the whole time and really loved what we had going as far as culture and fit. And really just for his play style. Like we do a lot of things that I think he's going to excel at: down blocking, pulling, kicking out. You know, he's a really road grader kid. So I think he'll be a great addition to the room, but one that, you know, coach identified early as a priority target for him. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were able to go fight and win. So and it's cool because, you know, just talking to guys that have been here a long time, you know, Coach Rogers and, you know, Coach Lujan, guys that kind of came up in the program, you know, it wasn't too long ago. We didn't win a ton of those, you know, mm-hmm. it's become a thing that, you know, now as success, you know, creates more success. And now we can go in there and fight and win those battles. So it's been fun. He's been one that we were jacked across the finish line with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Kyan.
Yeah. So Kyan is huge. Like if nothing else, like Kyan is massive. He is first team all bus test. he's the guy you want climbing off the bus first, you know, extremely long, you know, and that's kind of the one thing that you see with the class is like, we got a ton of length with this class and that's great. But at the end of the day, our biggest thing is like, they got to be able to move, you know, mm-hmm. they have to be able to move. That is the thing with Mason, with Garrett, with Gus, you know, like Gus and Garrett don't look the same, but when you put them next to each other and like doing drills and movement skills, they are the same. So that's the thing that kind of links all these guys is their movement skills. We got to be an athlete, you know, being 6'8" and moving like me won't get you a scholarship here. You know, like you still got to be able to move. And once you get to Kyan's size, it gets harder and harder. But he's really bendy. He was a kid that came in for a one-on-one workout with Coach Olson. He came for a one-day kind of thing, wasn't able to come to our prospect camp, but was able to get like a one-on-one workout. You know, and he impressed quite a bit, you know, just with his ability to bend and dip and move. So we think that he could be one that just with that length, it's hard to run around guys like that. So we're jacked about him.
Yeah. Okay. Nick Bakken next.
Nick's another kid out of Wisconsin that, you know, he came to camp in the summer. You know, to be honest, I don't know how, you know, he was on the radar going into camp for sure. You know, as a guy to watch just with his frame. But I don't think he was a kid that we were looking at as like, oh, we're going to offer this kid and take him right now. And he blew us away, you know, and that's for us is the value of camp. You know, like we don't offer a ton of kids. We usually don't offer before camp. And he's a reason why, you know, like you want to see kids in person. Everybody looks good on a highlight tape. That's why it's a highlight tape. So,
yep.
You know, but he came in and blew us away. So we offered him that day, you know, he committed not long after, you know, but he's one that, you know, just from a size and length perspective, you know, he's going to fill out really well. You know, I think right now he's flirting at that 260, 270 range right now. Okay. You know, he'll put on the weight and be able to go play tackle for us. But really, really good feet. That was the thing that you saw at camp. Just super, super athletic, very bendy. It's way easier to put weight on a kid than take it off. So we're excited to have him in the fold.
Okay. Next up, Hayden Venenga, 6'6", 270 from the Wilmer area up by me up here, West Central Tribune. You know, Wilmer's not really a football powerhouse. So, kind of a fun signing here. So,
yeah, no, Hayden. Hayden, you know, this was my area. You know, actually this is now being taken over by Coach Manage, you know, but just from us, another kid that just size, you know, just, extreme amount of length. He is every bit of 6'6", might be closer to 6'7", you know, like. Those guys are hard to find, and those guys are really hard to find that move well enough. You know, usually if you're that big and you move well enough, you're playing for the Gophers. You know, there's just not that many of those human beings. But we saw him in camp at the Minnesconsin camp. You know, they had that at River Falls, kind of. You know, so Coach Olson was able to see him work out there, but came for a game day visit as a junior. You know, you know, so we knew about him. You know, about a year before we ever tried to sign him. So. You know, like I said, just the length is really the biggest thing with him. Like you see it on tape. It's just, you know, it's easy to win an O-line when you can touch somebody before they can touch you. So, yeah. Him with him and Kyan, like they have a lot of the same attributes, like just extreme length, great feet, you know, an ability to bend that you don't often see in those type of kids. So he's another one, you know, a Minnesota kid with an NDSU offer that we were able to go in and fight for and win. Like I said, it didn't always used to be that way, especially in Minnesota. So that was an exciting win to get.
Yep. All right. And then Hotz, we talked about him just a little bit, but man, I really enjoy his tape, road grader on the interior there.
Yeah. Caden is awesome. Caden is a kid that, like, you know, he wants to be here, wanted to be here immediately. Caden is coming here as a preferred walk-on, you know, and like said that he was one that we really believe is going to be able to earn a scholarship when he gets here. He has that type of skill set, you know, very similar to like Gus, you know. But like you said, you know, there's not many linemen in the country that are winning district offensive player of the year. So he very clearly is dominating his competition, which is exciting, but really smart kid. You know, academics is super, super important to him. So we think he's going to fit in really well and he's going to have a chance to contribute down the line.
All right. Late kind of addition to the group was Thomas Martian out of Rapid City. Stevens, definitely not a football powerhouse from in the state. So you really have to kind of look closely at him and his tape. So what'd you see in him?
So Thomas Martian. Martian. since I've moved here, I realized that I can't pronounce anybody's last name just based off reading it. That's the one I figured out here. But Thomas Martian, you know, from Rapid City. So, you know, it's back-to-back classes that we've taken somebody from Rapid. I don't know if that's happened in 30 years here, to be honest with you. But, you know, good O-line class has been coming out of there lately. But Thomas was a kid that came to camp. He was actually at the same camp as Nick. You know, did extremely well, had great feet. You know, but he's another kid that we signed as a preferred walk-on that we think is really, you know, from a size perspective, he's going to fit right in. Like, he's not going to be a kid that looks out of place. Really good basketball player. You can see the feet, you know, has that kind of that dancing bear to him a little bit. You know, played both sides, you know, just raw from a technique standpoint. But he's a kid that we think that with some development, kind of the same thing as Caden, you know, we don't take walk-ons that we don't think are going to eventually be scholarship kids. You know, I think in the championship game, we had like 7 starters that started as a walk-on at some point. You know, we pride ourselves on that here. So he's a kid that we think that can play for us down the road.
Okay. Then Marcus Hicks, getting him to transfer in from Oklahoma. Obviously, he's a huge man. Dealt with injuries at his time in Oklahoma. Position change from defensive tackle to offensive tackle. What can you say about him? I know he's there already. What do you think?
Big man. He can move. So I just got done watching him work out downstairs. You know, really, really athletic. Really, really athletic. You know, that's not a question at all. You know, he's going to be a top-line guy for us from that perspective immediately. You know, the biggest thing with him is, you know, just staying healthy. That's kind of was his deal at Oklahoma, you know. But is the brother of Quentin Hicks, you know, our defensive end that's leaving us now. You know, so it was a good thing of, you know, when Quentin when Marcus was deciding that he was going to leave Oklahoma, it was very much a thing of he called us and was, hey, I'm coming there. Like, I don't want to do the recruitment thing. I don't want to do the portal. I want to go there. You know, he heard for, you know, basically 6 years from Quentin of exactly how special this place was and how we treat kids and how we handle things. And that's what he wanted. So his recruitment was really easy in that perspective of like, he wanted to be here and we just had to say yes. You know, but he's going to have a chance to contribute obviously right away. Both of our tackles have graduated. So he's going to be in that fight right now. You know, so like I said, we're really excited to see what he does in spring.
Yeah. Does he have a year or 2 years left?
He will have a year and then I think he can apply for a second.
Sure.
With the medical, but the NCAA has to approve it. So there is one guaranteed, and I think we're going to try to get another if we can. We'll see how it all goes.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right, let's flip sides, defensive side of the ball here. Start on the D-line. I'm really excited about this guy. J.R. Leakiona, is that? I can't say that. But he's 6'3", 250, a super state selection, all Nebraska in Nebraska. And then I thought this stat was cool. 29 tackles for loss this past season. School record at Millard South. So what can you say about JR?
JR, you know, super productive. You know, as you see the stats, but was a kid immediately you're just kind of drawn to as a person. You know, he came for his visit. He was smiling. He was happy. He committed to us in the summer, you know, but just from the jump was like all in, was helping recruiting other kids, but just a kid that every time you talked to him, every time you saw him, he had a big smile on his face, and it comes a lot from his parents, really, really good people. But he's one, I'll be honest with you, like we got him committed and we all kind of looked at each other like, we'll look back and say like he was committed here at one point. Like we thought for sure he'd get poached, and we're glad he didn't. But he's super talented. You know, we were really, really excited to be able to keep him. You know, he's size wise is going to be able to contribute really early. You know, D line is a place that's hard to play as a freshman just for technique and things like that. But he'll have a chance just based off of what he's done in high school. So he's one I'm really excited about as well.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the smiling piece, because you turn on his film, he is a violent high schooler. Violent, man, alive.
That's absolutely right.
So, oh, cool. I like that. All right, D end, Sam Watts, 6'3", 225 out of Linmar High School, second team All-State in Iowa, and I think the first team guys are like going to Iowa, I think, or something like that. So, Sam, really productive from his spot, high motor in my opinion. Mm-hmm. What else can you say about him?
Kind of same thing. Sam, a little bit more of a developmental prospect from a body composition standpoint than JR. Sam's probably about 230 right now. He'll gain that weight. He's going to be really good. But kind of what you said, high motor kid, really bendy. And when I say bendy, like the ability to turn a corner without slowing down. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you saw like me trying to bend an edge, I would have to stop and turn, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's able to bend it and accelerate through, which is really that thing that you're looking for from the defensive end perspective. But he's a guy that just athleticism jumped out at us immediately. You know, we got to see him work out in person several times. But just another kid that just kind of checked all the boxes as a person, you know, small school, Iowa, hardworking, kind of nose down, you know, culture kid, you know, exactly. He's going to walk in and fit in immediately. So, think Sam's going to be a good fit, obviously on the field, but off the field. But, he's a sleeper kid. I think he's got a really good shot to kind of surprise people.
Awesome. Kind of one of the most intriguing prospects in the class, in my opinion, is Bennett Lees.
Yeah.
6'6", 250, originally from Germany. Spent a high school year in North Carolina, I think, and he was on the radar down there.
The import, yeah.
And then went to prep school in Connecticut, but now he's on campus for the spring?
Yep. So he's early enrolling. He's not here yet. Okay. He's still in Germany. There's visa. There's a lot of stuff going on with that.
Sure.
International kids, but... Bennett was a kid that he flew out for camp by himself, came for a workout, worked out with Coach Bibbs, loved them, you know, but he's at Loomis, which is a prep school in Connecticut, high level, traditionally puts out a ton of kids, but, came out of Germany with a program. It's called Gridiron Imports that, that helps place kids. They place European kids in, American prep schools to be able to get recruited for college ball. But he's a kid that I really do think that if he's American, if he, you know, grows up in the States and people know about him more, that he's a pretty high level recruit. Frame wise, you know, he's 6'6", 250. He's going to look like Van Morrow. He's going to look like, you know, those guys are just this big hulking defense, you know, Kellen Sulik, you know, those guys that body type, play with length, play with power. So really excited. Obviously there's going to be a huge transition for him. You know, luckily, you know, he's been in the States for a couple of years. It's not completely brand new, but he's still a German kid in South Dakota, you know, so there will be a little bit of transition there, but we're really excited to get him on the campus when he can get here.
Okay.
But he'll be here before the semester's over.
Okay, cool. There's been all summer and stuff too. So that's good. All right. These next three guys, all from Iowa, and they all play like they just want to punch you in the face. and I think that's what you want on your defensive line. It seems like Coach Bibbs has a type that he's after here.
No doubt.
And I think all three are really good wrestlers, if I remember correctly. I know Muller and Schaefer are for sure. I'm not sure on Chapman. So we got Max Chapman out of Creston, Iowa. He was the 3A, 4A, 5A defensive player of the year for a big radio station group, wherever he's from. 26 and a half tackles for loss, 55 and a half tackles on the season, which means 48% of his tackles were TFLs. Mac Muller, all region. I think he's undefeated this year as a heavyweight wrestler. And down there in Iowa, which we know that's a lot. Rhett Schaefer, 6'3", 235, Davenport, Iowa, Assumption High School. Again, a powerful high school down there. All region or all district, whatever they go by down there. And then again, a great wrestler. So talk about those three a little bit.
Yeah, no, starting at the top, Max. So Max committed, you know, before the first signing day. You know, he was a part of the initial class. Really, really big frame kid. Like, if he grows into his shoulders, he'll be 8 feet tall. You know, he's massive kid. But, you know, is a really good wrestler. Wrestled Logan Green, one of our D tackles from Iowa. So they knew each other, but smart kid, really, really driven, very squared away. You can kind of tell just from talking to him, just, you know, very yes or no, sir, knows what his job is, does his job, you know, but like, kind of like you said, you know, Coach Bibbs has a type, you know, he's got kind of a prototype that he uses, and Max really fit it to a T, you know, so he was one that we were excited to get in the boat, you know, didn't know if, you know, we took Max as a PWO. So, you know, just kind of, fighting off a lot of D2 schools, a lot of FCS interest, you know, so we were able to secure his commitment, and we're really excited about it. You know, he's a lot like Logan. We think he's a kid that can earn that scholarship really fast and be able to come in and contribute from a size perspective. Obviously, a lot has to happen between now and then, but he'll be a kid that I think has that potential. Then Mac. So Mac and Rhett both have committed within the last, like, basically about the last week. So Rhett committed on Sunday. So that was a really quick turnaround as far as getting them into school and everything like that before Wednesday. But I'll kind of talk about both of them. They're both, you got what you said, very similar players. You know, hard nosed wrestler, you know, bendy, raw. You know, that's kind of the big thing with both of them. You know, we think that they're going to be really good clay for Coach Bibbs to mold in that perspective. But guys that we think have the ability after a year or two of development to be able to come in and help us just from a size and speed standpoint. They're both, as you said, they play violent. Like, that's been the biggest, you know, that's the part you can't teach. So if you can't see that on tape, it's not really going to work out. You know, so both of them, we feel they have that piece to it. So if they can put in the work in the weight room and nutrition, you know, they can be players for us.
Cool. All right. Moving on to linebackers, Coach Bobbitt here. You know, again, we just keep talking about these super talented groups, and you turn on the tape for these five and they can run. Anthony Polano, All-State 6A in Illinois, they're 7A, whatever the biggest class is. I mean, guy's a stud. Karsten Reynolds, he was the 2A All-State Player of the Year in Washington, a three-star prospect. Again, we talk about versatility. He was the conference's offensive and defensive MVP. And the second team punter, Jack Nash, who his junior season, video game type numbers, right? Both offensively and defensively. He was the 2022-23 Alaskan Gatorade Player of the Year. And I think after he took his visit to SDSU, he went out to Kodiak Island and killed a giant bear. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Like, that's South Dakota there to the core. And then Joey Veith, out of Gretna, Nebraska, playing corner and safety at 6'3", 170. And then I love this one, Bowden Schuyler, out of Volga, Sioux Valley. Just one of those pure athletes. You know, in some ways, to me, looking how good he is at football and basketball, remind me of the Yonke situation a little bit. Kind of a guy that just fell through the cracks, in my opinion. But talk about these five a little bit.
Yeah, so Anthony Polano was the guy on that list that's been committed the longest. You know, had him at camp. Bobbitt worked him out in person, loved him. You know, from the Chicagoland area, you know, really, really productive high school, you know, is probably going to be probably the most polished of those guys when he arrives. Just from, you know, like, obviously Joey's coming from Gretna, great program, but wasn't really playing true linebacker like what we're gonna ask him to do. You know, but Anthony's going to be able to hopefully come in and contribute, you know, at least, you know, scout team depth, you know, special teams from that perspective. But great kid, great family. But his ability to run and hit, you know, kind of separates him from a lot of kids, just, you know, his ability to kind of make plays across the field. You know, he's a dynamic kid that, you know, like I said, we were lucky we got on early and fought for and held on to.
Carson Reynolds.
Yeah. So Carson was one that Coach Rogers found himself actually one night.
Okay.
I think it was probably like 11:30 at night, like on a Sunday night. And I was walking past his office. He grabs me. He's like, "Hey, come watch this kid." Said, okay. Walk in, watch it, love the tape. And he just looks at me and goes, "We won't touch him. We won't touch him. There's no chance. He's a Power Five guy, you know?"
Sure.
And luckily enough, we were able to hold on. So, you know, he had a lot of interest from Washington State and Oregon State, had a Montana offer, mm-hmm. you know, so it's the second time we beat Montana this season. So that was fun, but really, really good player from a place that we don't normally recruit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, same with Bo out of Kentucky, same with, you know, Kentrell Prejean out of Louisiana last class. The more and more that we're winning on a national scale, the more we can get in on kids from a national perspective, you know, and what makes us is being able to recruit the Midwest. But when you do find a special kid in Washington, it's nice to be able to have a little bit of name recognition. So dynamic, like you said, plays everything, punts, you know, tackles, throws, drives the bus, I'm sure, probably does laundry, yeah, right. Does everything for him. You know, so he's a kid that, you know, will be raw just from, like, you know, playing defense full time, asking him to do just, you know, a few things that probably hadn't done in high school. But, man, I feel like he's got probably one of the highest ceilings in this class, you know, sure. If I'm being honest, just of what he could be. So really excited to see what he is when he gets here. Really jacked about him. And then Jack Nash, I think, was next.
Yep.
Jack, obviously, you know, like you said, you know, immediately comes on the visit and immediately go hunts a bear. So yeah. Just really reinforcing the whole Nebraska or the whole Alaska thing to us, I guess. But great family, you know, Coach Lujan had a connection, obviously. Coach Lujan, native Alaskan, had a connection to the high school coach who really vouched for the kid, got him out on a visit and he loved it. Obviously Alaskan kids got to leave to go play. Mm-hmm. So really wasn't concerned about distance, but you know, great frame, and obviously, as you said, has been super productive. So, you know, he's another one that, you know, I keep saying it, but, you know, thinks that we really think we got a steal out of him as far as kind of went under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, and his senior year sounds like he dealt with some nagging injuries. yeah. So that just it's part of it, right? So, yep,
absolutely.
Joey and Bowden.
Yep. So Joey committed to us in that first class as well. Very, very intelligent kid, like 4.0 student, Gretna, great program. You know, we have another former Gretna player on our roster, Joe Roll, mm-hmm. Who spoke very highly of him, you know, but just a really, really squared away kid. And, you know, kind of same thing, has he came to camp, impressed Coach Bobbitt just with his movement skills, his athleticism. You know, to be honest, we didn't really know what he was when he got here. You know, like you said, he's playing corner, he's playing safety, he's doing a lot of things other than playing backer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, came in and attacked the drills, did really well from that perspective. So impressed us. And, you know, we were able to offer him a roster spot. He's going to come in as a PWO, but he's really talented. Just his intelligence is going to allow him to pick up things really, really fast.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. And the last one is Bowden. Bowden is a recent addition. So he committed less than 2 weeks ago. But from Volga, play for Sioux Valley. But the thing that jumps off the page is just the athleticism. Like, it's, you know, his basketball highlights are really impressive, you know, throwing down dunks, doing a lot of different things. But he's a local kid, you know, and we keep bringing it up, but just a kid that wanted to be here, you know, and this wasn't just the best school that offered. This was the school, you know, and those kids have made a difference for us over the years. So we want to keep the best local South Dakota kids home. You know, that's just what we've been built on. So we're really excited to get his commitment.
Yeah, good. All right, moving to the secondary. You only took one cornerback this year, yep. And it was Kobe Humphrey, a transfer from Northern Arizona.
Yeah.
Played about 2 years and then 4 games this past year. What can you say about Kobe?
So Colby was a kid that we knew about coming out of high school. So we recruited him before he went to NAU. We recruited his older brother who went to Air Force. Really good family. you know, that's the thing is, like, we tell kids all the time, like, we're not a huge portal team. We prefer to take high school kids and develop them in our culture. That's why we've been as successful as we are. But the same thing kind of with him and Marcus Hicks, we had a pre-existing relationship with them and kind of knew what they were about. They knew what we were about. So I felt a little bit better about that, but he, you know, he's played a lot, you know, played in the Big Sky, you know, has faced some really top level competition. So we feel like he's going to be able to come in and contribute. You know, we have a great corner room right now, you know, between obviously Dallas, but Steve Arell, you know, Jalen Lee, Miles Taylor, so on and so forth. We think he's going to really be able to come in and elevate that room from, you know, just being able to compete with those guys. So excited about him just as a kind of a little bit more of a veteran presence in that room. You know, it's obviously losing Daishon's a big, big loss, but it's a really talented room and he's only going to make it better.
Yeah. Okay. Safety pairing. You got the 6A All-State safeties out of Kansas. The two that were on the team. So Max Stannard, 6'195", Manhattan, Kansas, coach's kid. And then Trey Ridley, 6'1", 190, from Blue Valley Northwest High School. Again, All-State. And I believe Trey's enrolled early. Is that
Trey is here?
Yep. Okay. So talk about Max and Trey a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, Max, as you said, coach's kid, his dad's the linebackers coach at Kansas State, you know, and with all that, you know, there is a certain type that comes with that. Like he is that, very squared away, extremely high football IQ, knows how to work, knows the small things that make you great. You know, that's kind of been ingrained in him as a little kid. So, you know, he was a kid that we identified pretty early, went down and watched him work out in May, offered him, you know, committed, and then we had him, you know, a lot of kids after they commit they don't come in camp. We, you know, he still came to camp to work out with us, which kind of shows his competitiveness a little bit, you know, just wanted to see him compete against other kids. Did great, you know, and we're really excited to have him. You know, it's you know, expanding into Kansas a little bit has been a point, you know, just to try to, we've had some really good players come out of there, you know, and it is still an under recruited state in our opinion. You know, it kind of just fits with you know, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, there are states that don't have, you know, like Nebraska and Kansas don't have FCS football. If you're that level of kid, you have to leave the state. So why not come here and go back home with a couple of national championships is kind of our sell. So, you know, but he, you know, like I said, really, really excited. He's a kid that we think is going to be able to contribute early in his career on special teams and will grow into that role on defense.
Sure. Okay. So Trey, who's here already, what have you seen?
You know, from a size perspective, you know, just looking at him, bus test, you know, he checks all the boxes. He's already here. He's done a great job. And that's a really hard transition. You know, you're supposed to be getting ready for prom and stuff, and you're out here doing 6 a.m. workouts with 23-year-old guys. It can be intimidating. You know, it is a struggle, and not every kid can handle it. But Trey has looks like he's really handling things really well. Guys like him. He's got a good personality. You know, you do forget at times that he's just, he's still just, you know, 18-year-old kid. But, you know, like I said, he's one that had some big time offers, you know, had an Iowa State offer, Tulsa offer, you know, like I said, for how much put stock in it, you know, him and Bo are like the two highest rated kids that we've ever signed here. You know, so obviously great expectations, but he's a kid that we think is, you know, he's got a chance to be special. You know, he's extremely physical, you know, works really hard. Yes sir, no sir. You know, great family, you know, so if he can deliver on the things that we think are in there, then he can be a really, really good player for us.
Okay. Awesome. That's, I think, you know, there was some sort of rating service that for Trey and Sammy, right? They were top 20 players in Kansas, according to whatever this ranking service was. So that's pretty cool. Special teams, Jack Stevens out of South Carolina, something we don't hear all the time. What about him?
So, yeah, like you said, South Carolina, you know, we went out of area quite a bit for this class and, you know, like I said, when you win on the national scale that we've been winning on the last few years, it's easier to do that. You know, obviously we're going to stay at home when we can, but he was one that we wanted to go and get out of North Augusta. You know, great family and great, you know, great kicking tradition. His family, his brother is a kicker at Iowa. You know, so had a ton of talent, you know, was you could tell it was probably a little hesitant coming out, you know, South Dakota from South Carolina. Yep. You know, one of those things is much more Southern than the other. So, you know, what are we really getting into? Came out with his mom, loved it, you know, and committed soon after. But Coach Cashmore is really, really excited by his potential. He's a combo guy in high school, but he's a kicker. Like, he'll kick for us here, kick and do kickoffs. You know, like I said, you know, Dusty is welcoming all challengers for his three roles. But he's a kid that, you know, it would be nice to be able to take something off of Dusty's plate. So, you know, maybe if Jack can contribute as a kickoff specialist his first year to kind of alleviate a little bit off of Dusty's legs, that'd be great. But either way, you know, we really think that he's going to have a chance to come in and help very, very early. So luckily we've got, we think, the best specialist in the league. So, you know, if he does need a little bit of seasoning, Dusty's going to be able to hold it down while he does. But really, really good kid. Excited about him.
Awesome. And then the punter. You brought in a transfer at punter, yeah. Max Pelham from Mankato. You know, just his stats, 42 yards per punt his freshman season and then 38 this past year. So What can you say about Max?
You know, really consistent, has kicked in a college setting. You know, like, that's different, obviously, than just kicking on a practice field and filming it. You know, Mankato, great program, obviously. But another Iowa kid, a kid that we knew about coming out of high school, you know, but, and, you know, coming in to contribute, you know, try to compete for some depth. And, you know, like I said, like, Dusty is an excellent specialist and wants to do all three things. We would love for him to not have to do all three things, you know, but Max is going to hopefully help us from a depth perspective of just another leg. Really the biggest thing is just for practice and then compete for a starting role, you know, as soon as he can. So he's already on campus. He's been working out with the guys. So it seems like he's already been a really good addition. I've already seen him kind of chopping it up with the guys downstairs. So it feels like culturally he's going to be a really good fit.
Okay. Well, good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Coach. I know you got to get going and stuff, but really appreciate, you know, this is the fifth year we've been doing this, covering the recruiting class like this. I know our listeners and viewers really appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. With that,
go big, go blue, go Jacks.
Thank you very much.